Razier Roshan.
Please give a synopsis of your presentation this evening.
Yeah, so as a Beaverton resident and a property owner here, we're talking about the charter change. We currently have a strong mayor system. I'm in favor of a charter change. I think that what this does is it puts in a city manager that can ultimately oversee staff, right? So when we're talking about the city of Beaverton and its expansive growth in population as well as development, we're talking about a city manager who can oversee that and focus on the staff level to know that the staff are taking care of all of our 200,000 citizens, I think is what we're getting close to. I think that one of the concerns that came up was making sure that the citizens have enough information before this goes on a ballot. And we do have a number of out streams that we can utilize that in the discussions earlier, they've utilized a number of these streams. So we've had some wonderful feedback from the community as so far.
Well, how come people are, one of the biggest complaints that I keep hearing is there's not enough outreach and there's not enough people that know what's going on. How do you answer to that problem?
I think that Laura Mitchell had a great answer to that. And one is that it is hard to ask people to take a break from their busy lives, to ask, in particular, tonight's meeting starts at 6:30, and a lot of people are still getting off work. However, they have done some open sessions, and I know that some of our counselors have been out in the community talking about it. And we had one speaker who is a vice chair on one of the local NACs, and the NACs are one of the ways that I find about information in all the different pocket areas of Beaverton, is utilizing the Neighborhood Association Commissions because they know everybody within their kind of districts as well. So my feeling about it is that there have been a lot of really great voices in the room, and no matter how many people you tell something exists, there will always be 3,000 other people who didn't know it existed.
Okay, so be a little specific for people. Mm-hmm. What is the big deal difference between having a council and a mayor and a council and a manager?
So the council itself is still an elected body, and they will still oversee budgetary, you know, approvals and things of that nature. Obviously, other kind of inner workings where money is being exchanged or major transitions to infrastructure. What we're talking about is a strong mayor situation where the mayor, as a seat, oversees all the understaff working and can also have not ultimate power, but at least has a larger sway when it comes to changing policy. When we look at a city manager run city, we're talking about a staff person who then oversees staff people. So the mayor is still an elected official, just doesn't have as much time spent working in the staff underworkings. So it's still a very powerful position. One of the comments that was said earlier was taking power away from the mayor. No, it's
yeah, they complain that you're making it more of a ceremonial position.
The kissing babies thing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it's not all or nothing, really. What you're doing is you're changing the power dynamic, but there's still a lot of strength in the mayor's position itself and the way that the mayor works with the council. And that the way the mayor is still going to be out in the community, the way that a strong mayor is, out in the community, being present, listening, making sure that other connections are made as well. So that's still the role of the mayor no matter what.
And you, sir, are?
I am John Duggar.
Okay.
A resident of Beaverton and a candidate for city council.
It's not so much the subject that you have a problem with. It's the process about it, the way that it's being done. And there's not enough people being notified and included as to the changes that are about to take place.
Exactly. 100%. There's nothing burning that requires this change to happen right now. Certainly not in May. Particularly when 11 people in a city of 100,000 have spoken on the issue. That is not enough. It should be 10 times, minimum, 10 to 100 times more than that.
And then I'll say personally, I am nervous about having someone who's quote unquote a professional city manager being the one who's in charge rather than the person who we elect, because say we elect someone who we agree with the values and we want them to be able to have changes and to have real influence in the city, and then their hands are really tied because of this new form of government that we are creating.
My name is Amy Johnson.
Again, I can see some rationale behind trying to make sure that there's not some corrupt person who takes over the city, but at the same time, like, there's, I just don't see that it's necessary, or like, you couldn't end up with someone who's a corrupt city manager, which we did have happen before.
Yeah. The we have a very diverse community here. I've seen very little people of color here. I've seen very little from our large immigrant communities. Those voices are important, and they're often marginalized and not included, and we need to do better. We need to include everyone. And it's harder, I understand that. It takes more time, but that makes it so much more credible and so much more robust.